26 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. And in the studio with me right now is Claire Petzer. She is a new member of the IPSS security team and probably the best looking member of the IPSS security team, if the truth be told.
Well, thank you.
So welcome to the morning show. You're standing in for Frank Labidi, who's not feeling marvelous today. So we wish you a speedy recovery, Frank. Let's just find out about your journey so far. You have been a member of the Red Team for just a couple of months. What do you do there?
Yeah, so I've actually, yesterday the 14th, would mark 2 months that I've started with IPSS. And it's been such a great journey so far. I do digital marketing, so all things social media, all of the amazing videos and pictures that you see online, that's all me.
Okay. So, is marketing an important part of security these days?
Yeah, I mean, when I first saw the ad for this social media expert position, I was thinking, gosh, why would they need social media for security? And the one thing I do love about what I do specifically in this industry is, for me, social media is, it's not just about putting a pretty picture up there and trying to sell a brand or a product. It is really about selling a story, and security is real. It's a real thing. It's always something that's going to be necessary.
Okay.
And yeah, I kind of base my, I try my best to portray that the core values of IPSS being trust, professionalism, teamwork, integrity.
Yeah. Yeah, well, luckily it's got a great reputation and very well established in the area. So you're dealing with a good brand. It always helps a lot. But what has your journey been as a social media expert? How did you become a social media expert?
Well, I am always up for a challenge, and majority of the things I've learned from up until this age have been self-taught, I feel like.
So you went to school, clearly, and
yes,
studied all those really important subjects that you'll never use again in your life.
Yeah, tell me about it.
And then decided after that what to do, or did you know from the get-go what you wanted to do?
I remember in high school, funny enough, I had a thought to myself a couple of weeks ago. It's quite a full circle moment. I went to Ashton International College, and red was our signature color. So I would have ended in 2015. That's when I was 18, and I was wearing red. And I think it's quite funny that I'm now here at IPSS almost 10 years, pretty much 10 years later, wearing red. Yeah.
When you were at school, is that what did you want to, I mean, because everyone's like, you go and have to think about the future and plan for the future and aim for the future, and most people are looking at, well, you know, I suppose these days the career choice is very different, but did you always want to be in media?
I definitely at one point wanted to go into graphic design, marketing, that kind of thing, and for various reasons. That's not the path in terms of studies. That's not the path that I took. Strangely enough, I went into music, so I studied music a bit, and then I did psychology, so I've got a degree in psychology, and you would think, well, what does psychology have to do with security and social media? It has helped me more than I can even explain, and yeah, that's where I am today.
Okay, so now that you are doing what you're doing in the industry that you are in, which is a very strong industry, growth is huge in the security industry. It's changing a lot. There's a lot. You talk about having done psychology. How do you balance human expertise with advanced systems like AI and CCTV, etc.?
Yeah, the thing is, it's growing at such a rapid pace, this AI, and the way that it is used with our CCTV monitoring and whatnot. The reality is, it's a grateful tool. I think we need to remember that AI and all of these things, they are used as a tool. They're there to help us, to assist us. And when it comes to security, people, whether it's our clients or the community looking at us, it's about true human connection. And, you know, AI and all of those things, they do help, but when it comes to humans, we are there to make judgment. We look at the context of a situation, also empathy. I mean, AI, it helps a lot, but AI can't replicate human emotion.
And you can, as a trained psychologist, looking at those images, you can see where there is something that needs to be attended to. Hey, listen, The future of security is clearly moving in a much more integrated fashion. It's no longer just the security officer on the ground or the camera in the, you know, on the pole. It's kind of an integrated net that you're weaving almost to protect your assets, your community assets, your business. I don't want to say your assets because you're in that security business to protect environments and people in those environments, and you see them as a holistic, although we're all individual, but we fall into an environment that needs to be protected. And where does the future of security, where are we going with it?
I definitely can say that, I want to say that AI will take over, but it definitely is helping, and it will always be people driven. And I would like to believe that I can trust in IPSS security and just the general security and safety of South Africa in general as a country. You know, as a young South African female, I've definitely been through some unpleasant situations, you can say, and not every day is gonna feel safe, you know, but I've been feeling a lot more secure. And as someone that works for IPSS and also someone that's lived in the North Coast for so long, I trust that things will just move forward and progress.
It's good to know that you've got, as a security cluster, we've got some very, very good security companies. You all work together, which is marvelous, to form a very solid phalanx of safety and security. And where the state has more or less reduced its capability, it's good to know the private sector has stepped in to shore up that, and they work together, of course, the SAPS and the private security companies, to keep the community safe. We're very fortunate in this community that we have one of the lowest crime statistics in the country, and that's largely due to IPSS and other very good private security companies working in collaboration with the SAPS, and long may that last. My very special guest, Claire Petzer, who is the newest recruit for IPSS, doing their social media and their marketing. She's the kind of putting the human face to the technology that lies behind the scenes to keep us all safe and secure. Thank you for joining me on the morning show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And this will be up as a podcast, so you'll be able to see what Claire looks like. When you spot her again in the traffic, you'll be able to say, how's it, and thank you. Thanks for joining me, Claire.
Thank you so much. Can I just add one more thing? I just wanted to say thank you so much to IPSS Security, and thank you for giving me this platform to speak. It's really great to be a part of the Red Team, and I'm so excited to see what the future holds.
You just got a promotion. How about that?